We want to remind everyone to join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in beautiful downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, just browse on over to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, as everyone was talking about, Apple introduced the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus on Tuesday, and the Wall Street Journal, in their serious coverage, pointed out the phones might be difficult to use by people who have what?
No fingers.
No?
I mean, it would, right? Yeah.
That is true.
It's true. That is a good point.
That is true.
Let's see. Old people who
no.
couldn't see the screen very well, even
no.
though it's a bigger screen.
Let's see. Who has this? Hipsters? Skinny models?
Models? And hips? Of course, I don't hang around too many hipsters. Cause
hipsters
yeah.
like to wear pants that are very...
Schmedium.
Tight!
Yes.
Tight.
Tight jeans is the answer.
Tight yeah. jeans, so they can't fit them into
right.
it. Oh, okay.
The new phones are larger than the old phone. The iPhone 6 Plus is so big it comes with a normal size phone you use as a remote control. And leave it to the Wall Street Journal to point out, quote, some people who favor tighter jeans may have more difficulty fitting it into their pockets, unquote.
And thank you know that the Wall Street Journal has their finger on the pulse of the hipster community.
It's yeah. true. But really, I mean, seriously, it's the Wall Street Journal. Their readers only wear tight jeans if they accidentally put on a pair that belongs to their 26-year-old trophy wives. Yeah.
I'm into the new iPhone because, you know, I think they purposely put something in your iPhone 5 to kind of, like, act gremlin-y when that announcement comes out.
Yeah.
Because you notice that if you can't do this, you can't open it, Siri starts talking, like, in other accents.
Yeah.
Like, who is...
Mine starts talking to me like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Put me down!
They know what they're doing.
Sorry, Brian, you can afford a new phone.
Wow.